4 ZLK Mobile.
ACX Mobile. Good morning, Shane.
Patrick, surprised to hear you this morning. Wink, wink. Anyway, hope you had a good day, good weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
We just stayed around the house and trying to get ready for the kitchen remodel starting next week.
What are you guys doing? What's it look like now, and what are you doing with it?
It's the kitchen that was in the house 25 years ago. So we're going to take everything out and redo all the, replace all the cabinets, sink, appliances, floor, and all of it.
Good. I hope it goes well, and I hope they get it done quick. That'll be nice when it's all done.
It's quick myself, so we'll see. Pretty much everything is ready to go. Appliances are being delivered Friday. Cabinets are being delivered, I think, Friday afternoon or Saturday also. So everything's coming in pretty close together.
Glad that you're able to get everything, because I mean, you know, some people, there's a big waiting list on some of this stuff, so I'm glad it's all coming in.
We had to make some adjustments to get everything to come in, but other than that, not too bad. The first cabinets we picked out, we couldn't get one cabinet we needed, but it was the very first cabinet that had to go in, so we had to go with some different cabinets.
Hope you didn't have to settle. I hope it's something else that you like. How was your trip up to Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, whichever?
Good. It was just too quick.
Weekend goes by very fast. A week on vacation goes by really fast. It's just crazy how quickly those things go by.
Work week doesn't go that fast.
Mobile. I believe it's Fred. Yeah, my wife and I have a joke. She used to do this to me when I'd come home on a Friday when I was going to be off the next week. I'd walk in the door and she'd say, "Your vacation's almost over." So we kind of do that to each other now, just because that's how fast they seem to go. And 4ZLK, Patrick, and then turn it over to Fred.
Same thing. It's crazy how fast time passes anymore. Whether it's a work day or a vacation day. So, yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Mobile. You know, you guys actually talked about being on days off and everything. Funnily enough, I'm on my week off that I took, that I put in for months ago. And I can definitely say this week has done nothing but blow by.
It takes forever to get to it, and then all of a sudden, it's there, and then it's gone. I was off last week, and it seemed to just fly by.
Sure, but gentlemen, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. You both have a good day, and stay safe out there. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Hey, man, 73, I hope everything turns out well for you today. KO4 NH Mobile. But, yeah, man, I'm on my week off right now, and I got to make a trip to North Carolina today, so I'll be beaconing on APRS, probably some 100 miles away, no my love. But this week has done nothing but blow by for me so far.
Talk to you later. Brad, are you doing anything? You just hanging around the house or getting chores done, or are you going to be going anywhere?
Back up North Carolina, take my grandmother back up there and take her back home. Yesterday was my sister's graduation from high school, and that was a fiasco in on itself. But besides that, man, as soon as I come back down today, it's game over. I'm staying at home. I'm not doing anything else.
Congratulations to your sister. I know those high school graduations can take forever, especially if it's one of the larger schools. And yeah, we came back. We were out of town. We came back Saturday evening. And first thing I do when I've always done this, we come back from a vacation, I make sure we just unpack everything. When the kids are little, I made them said, no going in and laying down. We're going to unpack everything. You're going to put all your dirty clothes, unpack your suitcase, whatever you have. Everything's going away. We're going to clean the car out tonight, because if we don't do it tonight, it won't get done for a while.
Right there is the honest God truth. I pretty much did the same thing, especially when I'm about to make this kind of trip.
It's just my wife and I now. The family was there, but everybody's grown. So we came home, unpacked, got laundry going, unpacked the car, kind of cleaned it out a little bit, and forgot to feed the dog. She kept staring at us. We got on the couch. She kept staring at us and kind of whining. And we normally feed her around 3 or 3:30, but it was, by this time, it was, you know, after 7. We woke up the next morning. My wife said, "Did you ever feed Blossom yesterday or yesterday evening?" And I said, "Well, I don't think I did. That's why she was acting funny."
Well, things happen, I suppose.
Lauren kind of whined. I went to let her out, and then she backed up and looked at me and just stared at me and didn't go out. And I was like, "That's unusual. I just totally forgot to feed her." But she's fine. She's got a little bit of extra that she could live off of for 24 hours.
So you gave her a midnight snack, I see.
So the next morning, we break it up. We feed her in the morning and in the afternoon. Break up what her daily need is. And we can tell time by her when it's time. But for some reason, I guess, just coming back from that trip, it just threw me off, and I didn't even think about feeding her.
Hear that one. I have a bunch of projects going on at home right now, both in and out of ham radio, one of which is hanging up this Yagi antenna that I got to throw in the air sometime this week, by the end of the week. And I got a 3D printer at home. When I came, I made this trip that I'm about to make Saturday. And when I came back home, or I finally went back to my home from my dad's PTH, next thing I know, I walk in, I'm like, "Oh crap, I forgot to pick up my part from the 3D printer." Didn't pick it up till the next morning.
Get into such a routine that if anything breaks the routine, it throws us off. But, what band is this Yagi antenna for that you're putting up?
440, but I'm going to have it pointed to the 61W4MYK machine. I'm going to probably use the 440 section of it as a crossband repeat for my little HD around the house.
That should help. I have no issue at my house. I can hit the repeater very well on my HD, so I don't need to crossband. I actually don't have a radio that'll do that yet. Maybe one day.
You on right now is a STM300. It can do crossband repeat. As a matter of fact, I think last year around September, I used it when I was camping my baby brother. I had the radio in crossband repeat mode, and I had the repeater programmed as the VFOA. And I was able to talk, or I was able to check it to the net that way.
It's in handy when you need it. I've thought about it over the years, but it's just a luxury for me right now. It's not anything I would need, but that's most of ham radio. Luxury, not stuff that I need, it's just stuff that I want and like.
And that one cookie turns into a need in your brain, at least for me.
Yeah, I'm about where I'm going, and I'm going to drop down to a lower place. Might get scratchy here, but I hope you have a good day and a safe trip up to North Carolina. And I'll talk to you again. K04NNH, I believe, and 4ZLK, 73.
94ZLK, this is K04NNH. 73, hope you have a good day as well. This is K04NNH Mobile, I'll be clear.